Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Matt Poindexter of Livestock Lens. We're back with Matt in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, fly season's almost here. Fortunately, there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 22nd. It'll be live on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Over 43,000 head will sell, including 12,000 yearling steers, 8,700 yearling heifers, and over 13,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock. One relatively new company that has sprung up in the animal ID arena is Livestock Lens. Their founders come from Missouri and Kansas, and our own Casey Shepard had a chance to catch up with one of those founders, Matt Poindexter from the state of Missouri, at the recent Oklahoma City Farm Show.
We're a data management company that does RFID tags for tracking animals, counting on pasture, and keeping general records.
Now, this is really important because I know that this is something that more and more farmers and producers are starting to kind of come around to, but talk a little bit about the benefits of it.
You're able to know that all your cattle are there when you pull out in the pasture. It tells you who's there, who's missing. In 3 years of keeping records like we keep them, you can build a set of registered EPDs on a commercial herd. You'll see every dollar you put into it and every dollar that comes out of them.
So why is this more beneficial than just like the regular old ear tag that everybody's been using for a while?
Because everyone has to find someone to write it down, read their handwriting, make sure they wrote it down right. And then if you get rained on or anything else or misplaced a notebook, it all goes away.
You know, I know that a lot of folks use these to as they go through this, because now there's really fancy squeeze chutes that will actually read these tags. Is that how that works with this?
Yep. So basically we mount a little antenna on the chute. That cow comes in, you catch her, the reader automatically reads the tag, talks to the scale, applies that scale weight to her without you having to do anything. If you're preg checking, it'll pop up a screen and ask how many months or days bred she is. And then you can record it all right there just with the push of a button.
So does it record it for you somewhere? Can you allocate where you want that information to go so it's easily accessible?
So it's all stored on the tablet itself. And then when of a night, you can go in and sync it. And it's all stored on the cloud so you can access it across any device after that.
Tell us a little bit about this company. How did this get started?
Started with actually some thermal imaging cameras being hung in a feedlot to detect cows getting fever fast. And then from there, we started playing with some ear tags and then came over to the UHF side so we could do some automated chute work, which gave us the ability to put scanners on trucks where we can count the pasture so you make sure what cows are there, which ones are missing, or if you have help, you have proof that they actually went and checked those cows that day. And then from there, it just kind of keeps building. So now we're tracking the TMR rations, how many pounds of each ingredient's loaded, billing them out per animal in each location. So you're able to look at one animal and see the total cost of production of each individual animal.
So then you can really get into your bottom line.
Yeah, you can actually see what that cow made you that year. Mm-hmm. So if she's raising a 400-pound calf, but this cow over here has got an 800-pound calf, and your inputs are the exact same, sell her.
You think this is going to be like the wave of the future, kind of where everybody's moving into?
We see a lot of people moving into that way. There's a lot of companies messing with satellite ear tags and some stuff like that, but the cost of them still out of where the producers can't afford it.
Now, you guys are out of Kansas, you said?
Yep. We're south of Kansas City, about 35 miles.
So how do people find these particular ear tags if they're interested?
You can go to our websites, livestocklens.com, or check us out on Facebook. The Facebook page, we got pictures up of up-to-date of what we're prototyping, what we're playing with. It's a better way to find out what we're about and what we're doing.
A lot of farmers still are using the traditional tags, though. What would you say to them if you were, like, trying to give a pitch on why they should move to these types of tags?
The easiest thing, reason we have people switching is you keep all your records. You have proof of those records. We got guys in cell barns that are interested in putting up readers. Them cattle go to the cell barn. They walk underneath the reader. We can pop up that whole vaccination record, sire history of those calves in the ring. If you're selling straight to a backgrounder and he has one of our systems, those calves can go to him, walk underneath the scanner, And as long as both parties agree, he gets the records of what your calf's done. In return, you get to see how that calf does on feed. So we've been able to tie several producers, feedlots, and packing houses together. So the cow-calf guy is seeing the carcass data when they're hung and everything it costs that calf to get there.
Matt Poindexter, one of the founders of Livestock Lens. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale at the ranch, Yukon, April 30th. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.